And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, we're going to talk about ladders. And I'm not talking about that ladder that gets me on the roof to make sure I don't have any nail pops or up into the tree to get rid of that mistletoe. I'm talking about climbing that ladder to success. Or should I rephrase that? Is that climbing or is that building? What do I mean? So when I say ladder and success, of course, what do you think about? You think about that corporate ladder. That corporate ladder that you're climbing, never quite getting to the top, are you? Is it returning the dividends, the yields that you thought you would see when you entered that corporate world out of college? Are you seeing the yields on those student loans? Probably not. What if you could actually build your own ladder? And I'm talking about one that will create wealth, one that will create cash flow, and one that will create the financial freedom that we talked about that you aspire towards. Building wealth, generational wealth, and creating the cash flow that you need to become retired. And above all, so that you can stop relying or thinking that you're relying on the corporate ladder. Here's the problem with the corporate ladder. It's typically a very, very, very long path to follow and to struggle upon. And as you know, there's usually somebody occupying the rung just above you, and somebody just above them, and somebody just above them. How do you get past them? Do you just push them to the side? No, because really, frankly, the corporate ladder, it's not climbed thanks to your smarts and that education that you invested in and your capability and your ability to work hard, long hours and perform and sacrifice for the company. Really, you climb that ladder in most situations thanks to politics and political wrangling that goes on within pretty much any organization. Look, I exited corporate America. I was fairly high up on the ladder. There was somebody above me and the global CFO above her. That was it. Not a lot of room to ascend there. And I've been in corporate America and I've seen this stuff in action as I talked with my peers, water cooler chat. Hey, what's going on with your life? Hey, I'm just not progressing. I heard that a lot. And it does go back to the phrase, it's not what you know, it's who you know. So politics in action, very much so in that corporate environment. And if you are in corporate America and you are struggling on that ladder, look around you, pay attention, and I think you'll see that in action. Work harder. That's not going to help. That's not going to help. Biding your time for years and years and years and years. Maybe you climb a little bit higher, but I'll tell you, that is a long wait for what you will find effectively turns out to be a very marginal gain. Longer hours, less life. That's what you're trading. That's what you're getting when you get to that next rung. So look, rather than struggling to climb that corporate ladder, to my earlier statement, why don't you build one instead? And you don't have to be a super entrepreneur to do what we're going to talk about today. And really the notion that we're going to talk about today, you know, it occurred to me recently because I've experienced this in real life. We just had our very first apartment investment sell. Now, if you're new to the program, or normally you're used to catching perhaps Al Gordon, I'm filling in today. My name is Andy Webb. I'm up in Dallas-Fort Worth, And my wife and I started out as single family investors about a decade ago with Lifestyles Unlimited. But we started transitioning our funds into multifamily as passive investors. And we got into our first passive investment late 2020. It closed, I believe, November, December of 2020. And it just sold. It just sold. And in fact, it sold far faster than we anticipated. So we were in about maybe 16 months. We're waiting for the final numbers, but it looks to be a 100% return. That means we've doubled our money. We've doubled our investment right at about a year and a half. Good numbers. Now, are we celebrating, or will we celebrate once we receive those that ACH payment with our investment and that doubling? No, we're not going to go out and buy that electric vehicle that the administration keeps talking about in face of the high inflation. And we're certainly not going to keep sitting on the funds because of high inflation. We don't want to watch those erode. No, what we're going to do is reinvest that money into another one or two apartment investments. In fact, we just signed a subscription on the next one. So we're going to roll those funds into the next one. And we will continue to build the ladder that we started with the multifamily side of things just a couple of years ago. So I want to talk about this idea, help you understand it, first by looking at a couple of common financial concepts that you may have heard about, maybe explored, maybe even used yourself. Maybe a financial planner has presented these ideas to you along the way. It's something I heard about a long time ago, never really used. Just due to the low returns, but I want to present the concept because it's something a lot of people will be familiar with. And what I'm talking about are ladders. I'm talking about CD, certificate of deposit, CD ladders, bond ladders. And just as an additional aid, we're going to throw annuities in there as well. Very briefly, we'll set the framework with those guys. And then I want to look at the idea of an apartment ladder. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions for me, you can send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. I do read those. I do appreciate those emails, and I do answer those personally. Again, that is askandy@luinc.com. I appreciate the opportunity to get together with you. I do thank you for listening, and I'm exploring an idea today with you, something that it's been on my mind, and I've come across this notion multiple times over the years. And it's the idea of a ladder, an investment ladder, let's say. And specifically, I'm intrigued by this idea due to multifamily, due to apartments, and due to the fact that our very first apartment investment that my wife and I entered as passive investors, I'll define that here for you in just a second, that very first passive apartment investment has now sold. And the funds have not returned yet. They're on the way. I've gone through the stuff I have to do on the back end, confirm bank account, right, for the syndicator or the lead investor, et cetera. But once we get those funds, we're not just going to celebrate and go out and buy a new electric vehicle or something like that. We're going to reinvest those funds, and we're going to continue to add a ladder, or rather a rung and another rung and another rung after that, the ladder as we progress. Now, this is not our first and only passive investment. We've added a few each year since we made our first investment back in late 2020. So that's going to play into the conversation later. Now, what is a passive investment? Well, let's define that. Let's define that when we start to talk about the apartment portion of this conversation. I want to go back and I want to just generally present the idea of a ladder. And commonly, when I was younger, that came across as what is called a CD ladder, CD being an acronym for certificate of deposit. If you don't know what that is, go down to your bank and ask them about the rates on their CDs and what a certificate of deposit is. It's just a type of savings account, essentially, and it's got a fixed interest rate and a fixed term. And commonly, you know, any credit union, any bank, they're going to have these. The rates are going to be all over the place, and the rates are going to vary depending on the term of the certificate of deposit. You can do a very short 3-month term, for example. You can do a 12 months, a year. You can do 2. You can do 3 years. You can do commonly 5 years. Maybe they have longer. I've never personally looked at longer. I've never even invested in a 5-year CD. I've done shorter ones. in the past. And the trade-off essentially is for a longer term, which means I'm agreeing to put my deposit with you, bank, for 5 full years. What I get in return is a higher interest rate. It's a very safe investment. It's a very safe investment until you consider the rate environment that we are in right now. Because what are rates doing? They're not going down, they're going up. So there's a tremendous opportunity cost, if you think about that, in investing right now. If I lock in my money for 5 years, let's just look quickly here. I'm looking on, what is this, bankrate.com. It's a good place to go if you need good rates or any other information like that. Right now, with an online bank, I can get, for a five-year term, a five-year commitment, I can get 2.6%. The risk, though, is if I lock in for 5 years, rates are going to go up. We've heard from the Federal Reserve that they intend to continue to hike the rates. So that's your risk there. By comparison, I can do a two-year term for 2.1%. So I'm giving up 50 basis points for a shorter maturity or shorter duration on that CD. So it's a fixed rate. It's a determined term or maturity. And commonly, there's a penalty for early withdrawal. So they are somewhat liquid in that I can take my money out. I'll still get some kind of return, but if I pull out after year one on a five-year term, it's not going to be that 2.6%. And that number, by the way, that's for an online bank. You're going to see much lower rates if you do go down to your credit union or some of those banks that have a lot of branches. They just have a lot of overhead. For example, I'm looking at the five-year rate. This is on nerdwallet.com. For online banks, again, 2.6, they're putting as the top five-year interest rate. All banks are coming in on average at about 0.39%, so much, much lower. But the idea with so that's what a CD is. The idea with a CD ladder is that we know that there's a five-year term on the long end, let's say, and I can buy one that has a four-year term, and I can buy one that has a three-year term, and I can buy one that has a two-year term, and I can buy one that has a one-year term, and that is exactly what I do. I'm going to get a higher interest rate on that five-year term than I do on that one-year term, but that shorter duration, it's going to expire sooner. And when it does, I take that money, and what do? I invest in a five-year term. Now, that two-year one, it's got a one-year term left, and when it finally expires, I invest in a five-year term. So over time, I build up my investment to where I have nothing but originally in duration five-year term CDs, and they're all expiring once per year. So it creates a little bit of a liquidity situation for me in that I constantly am getting my money back and then I can continue to reinvest that. That gives me the opportunity to reinvest at that higher rate that I get with those five-year terms. Again, you're somewhat liquid. If you need the money, you can cash it out. There are some that are penalty free. You're giving up some interest rate, obviously, if you do that, if you go that route. But commonly, you're giving up some interest when you do that early termination. And again, if you plan to truly hold it for that five-year duration, there's a tremendous, especially in this environment right now, there is a tremendous amount of opportunity cost. But that's the idea between the CD ladders. You get it into place with 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5-year terms, and then you continue to roll into 5-year terms to capture that higher interest rate. Bond ladders, similar concept. I'm not going to beat a dead horse and go through that in the same way I just went through CD ladders. I think, again, a lot of us have seen certificate of deposits and the laddering idea in the past, so I want to make sure you understand that. But bond ladder, same thing. Bonds have different maturities or durations, and when those bonds mature, you take the proceeds and you reinvest. You buy bonds with different maturities to start, and then you always go for those maturities then at expiration that give you the best interest rate. By the way, that is essentially what the Federal Reserve has been doing in maintaining its position as part of quantitative easing. Remember, they bought a ton of treasuries early on to push liquidity into the market, and as one treasury matures, it's taking the proceeds and buying another. Now, that doesn't add liquidity to the market, but it keeps liquidity in the market and keeps rates down. But now we've heard that the Federal Reserve, as part of quantitative tightening, is going to do the opposite. Now, it's not going to sell treasuries necessarily, but rather than reinvest, it's just going to retain those funds. So liquidity is going to exit the market effectively, which will help to push rates up alongside their adjustments to the federal funds rate. In fact, If you're a member of the Preferred Investor Group at Lifestyles Unlimited, you may have attended just yesterday a phenomenal presentation by one of our multifamily lenders and one of their guests who actually sells interest rate caps that can go along with the multifamily investment. And he spoke in great depth about this very concept, a tremendous amount of information to help us understand where the market may be heading. Great reason, by the way, to be a member of Lifestyles Unlimited to get access to this kind of great information. So that's a CD ladder. That's a bond ladder. We're going to talk very briefly about annuities, and then I want to get into that multifamily ladder so you understand what's going on there. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
The rich get richer and the poor get poorer, not because that's the way it's set up, but because of the knowledge.
When put into action, knowledge is power. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we empower you to live the lifestyle of your dreams through passive real estate income. For over 30 years, our successful members share their knowledge through case studies, classes, and mentoring. Tap into the knowledge. Attend a free workshop online. Register now at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're talking about ladders today, and we're going to get to a ladder that is going to be the most effective way to build wealth and create cash flow and become financially free and attain early retirement if that's one of your goals. And we looked in the prior segment at the notion of a CD or certificate of deposit ladder. This is a strategy I've been acquainted with for some time. I've always been an avid saver. I've been good at saving. I've had CDs over the years. I've never done the CD ladder. I entertained the idea at one point. It's just a way of saving. It's not really investing in my view. And there are all kinds of other strategies around CDs out there. If you go to NerdWallet or Investopedia or Bankrate, you can learn more. Maybe a better website to go to is lifestylesunlimited.com, because there you can learn about what we do with multifamily investing that builds a much more effective ladder. There's that CD ladder we talked about. And if any of that confused you, go look, just do a little quick search online. You can see some numbers around that. But the idea simply is you've got this ladder that you build out and you continue to roll with those longer maturity CDs. As the newer ones expire, you get into another 5-year one. Next one expires, you get into the next 5-year term. You get those higher rates. What rates are we talking about? 2.6% at the top end right now. With interest rates climbing, by the way, do you really want to lock in a 5-year term? I don't know that that's the best idea, but that's the idea behind a CD ladder. By the way, there's a CD barbell. What's that? There's a CD bullet strategy. What's that? I don't know. I don't care. I'm not interested in these products any longer other than as an idea. Okay. Bond ladder you can do as well. What is an annuity? I'm not going to go into great depth. You hear advertisements for these on the radio all the time, I'm sure, on TV, etc., probably in the mail. And the important idea with an annuity is that you get regular cash flow. Regular cash flow. It's different than the CD ladder concept, which pays you those investments, that extra interest at the end. With annuity, you're getting the cash flow throughout. Okay, keep that in mind, because a lot of what we do with our real estate investing, and as somebody that's coming to you as a 10-year investor in single family houses, those houses, each and every one of them that I've put into my portfolio, are essentially an annuity. Just closed on one yesterday. It's going to kick off $350 a month into my pocket. That's my annuity off of that house. Monthly annuity, annualize that, whatever that is, close to $4,000. That's the beauty of the single family houses. That's also the beauty of apartments. So let's talk about that multifamily ladder. Keep that annuity, keep that cash flow idea in mind, because that's going to go part and parcel with our strategy. So what does that multifamily ladder look like? Back to my example, right? We just had an apartment sell, our very first passive investment. So I was going to tell you what that means. As a passive investor, my homework, my job simply is to become educated And I did that through Lifestyles Unlimited through, I'm what's now called a certified passive investor. This is college level coursework. I think 20 or so classes that I did online with tests that I had to pass. 100% or you don't pass, you do it again. Very thorough, a lot of information. I did this to become a certified passive investor. So that's part of it, is getting educated so that I can then do what? I can look at the opportunities that are presented to me by lead investors. And a lead investor at Lifestyles Unlimited, if you look outside of Lifestyles Unlimited, there are people that do this as well. And commonly those investors are called syndicators or general partners. They're the people that are finding the apartments, the investment opportunity, putting the business plan together, putting the strategies together, et cetera, and presenting that to their money investors, essentially. That's what a passive investor is. So I learned as part of that coursework how to read the business plan, how to read the PPM, the private placement memorandum, how to read the operating agreement, right? What kind of things do I need to look for in there? And then I just simply, when I find an opportunity that meets my investment criteria, I just simply contribute my funds. That's it. That's my job. Read the business plan, see if it fits my goals, maybe talk with that lead investor. I've met them already. Maybe have a deeper conversation around this particular investment. Make sure to vet them, of course, and vet the opportunity, and then put my money into the investment. And that's what we did late 2020. And that opportunity, that investment has now sold, and we will reinvest. And we've just signed, in fact, on the next opportunity. So bought in 2020, now going to close on another one mid-2022. Now, in the meantime, between those two bookends, we have invested in other multifamily investments. And they have a projected term that will expire before this newest one that we get into hits its maturity. So thinking back to that CD ladder, I hope you can catch this now. What I've got now as I invest in more and more multifamily passive investments, I'm building a multifamily ladder in essence. So I'm going to get into more and more investments over time, and they will mature at different times, and we will continue to reinvest. We have what we call a super passive. So if I'm a passive investor, I'm in maybe five or six investments now. We have a super passive that's somewhere north of 20, I think closer to 50 now. I don't know. It's these guys, they're doing a lot of investments. And his name is John. And he says, never eat your seed corn, which goes back to what I said at the start of the show. Are we going to take that money from the sale, the proceeds, and go buy a car, upgrade our RV bunker? No, we're going to reinvest. 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 And if you do the same thing, before you know it, you're not in just one passive multifamily investment. You're not in just two or three. Rather, you're in 10 or 20 or 30. We actually have a mentor. We've had mentors traditionally at Lifestyles Unlimited for the single family side of the business. I've worked with them very closely over the years as we've built our business. We're still buying houses. And there are multifamily mentors and closely connected with the leads that are putting these investments together. We have operations consultants that work very closely with the leads as they put these investments together. Well, we now also have a passive mentor, somebody that super passive John may go to when he has questions, or I may go to when I have questions as a passive investor. That's a great resource that was recently added to the scope of the mentoring program at Lifestyles Unlimited. That passive investor, by the way, I don't know the precise number. Last I heard, it was north of 90 investments in multifamily. That's a lot of experience. Now, for me, somebody with five or six right now, 90 is a very long, long way off. But over time, we'll get there. Over time, we'll get there as we reinvest, as that ladder gets taller and taller. So one big difference that I want you to understand between a CD ladder, right? It's just savings. Between that CD ladder and this idea of multifamily laddering is that, going back to that annuity, apartment investments throw off cash flow quarterly as well. Now, that's not true all of the time. It depends on the apartment investment you're getting into. Some are very heavy renovation, very heavy lifts in terms of the repairs and the rehab and the repositioning, and they may not cash flow for 12, maybe 24 months. I've seen those. I've been in one of those. The one that's closing was one of those. We had one distribution, and that's fine. We went into that knowing that we had the opportunity to double our money. By the way, the original business plan was for 3 or 4 years. We've done it in 16 months. But some of the investments you get into, if that's your goal, is cash flow, those are out there. And unlike a CD, more like an annuity, those apartments can throw off cash flow to you every quarter. They don't pay monthly like a house does. It's typically a quarterly distribution, but that's a very, very big difference. Oh, and another big difference. We buy right when we buy these apartments, and we create equity through the purchase process. My name is Andy Webb. I'm up in Dallas-Fort Worth. I've been a member at Lifestyles Unlimited now for over 10 years. The majority of that time, I've been buying single-family houses. But more recently, late 2020, we got into our first passive investment in multifamily. And that thing has just now sold. And we're going to reinvest. And we're going to have a longer timeline on the next investment. And we'll get into another. We already have gotten into another one, in fact, on top of that, and we'll continue to reinvest. And essentially what I'm building is a ladder that is building me wealth that is additionally creating cash flow on top of what I've already built with single family, and that has helped me get to financial freedom, and I am now real estate retired. That's largely through the single family. Now we're going to continue to build that wealth for our five-year-old son. That's the goal now. Continue to grow this platform, create that generational wealth, build that ladder. And I'm comparing now, we talked in an earlier segment about the notion of a certificate of deposit and commonly called a CD and a CD ladder. I just bring that up. I don't think that's a strategy you want to use right now at all in a rising interest rate environment. It may be low risk, but it's also going to be very, very low return, and you're going to have a lot of opportunity costs with that strategy as rates increase, especially if you lock in a five-year term. The bigger picture idea is, what does that look like? It's a strategy a lot of people may be familiar with. If you're not, you can go online and listen and read about that. You can also go online and check out this show. It will be archived if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com. While you're there, click on the radio tab. That's where the show will be archived. Listen to Del Walmsley's show from May 31st. He interviewed a guy named Michael J. Now, I didn't listen to that show yet. I'll be listening at my earliest opportunity. But I was on a Zoom call, a meeting that the Dallas team put together. This was during the pandemic, so we were not meeting in person. In fact, my wife and I were in the RV bunker with that five-year-old out at Monahan Sand Hills State Park in Texas, out in the middle of nowhere, dialing into this Zoom call. And this gentleman, he came, he's from out of state, and he presented his story. And he's been an investor for 10 years. And effectively, essentially what he's done is build this very type of multifamily investment ladder. And he showed us, he had color coding as to when that money was initially injected into the project, the broader investment portfolio, how many times it has turned from one investment to the next. And he's gotten to a tremendous number of apartment investments and has continued to ladder or grow that investment portfolio to where he is continually building more and more wealth and kicking off more and more cash flow. Interesting story. And you don't need to hear it from me. Go to the website again, lifestylesunlimited.com, and check out Del Walmsley's show from May 31st. It's a very classic example with a much longer term than what I personally have to speak from that you can listen to. And we're talking about some of the differences in that classic CD ladder with what we see in our apartments. And one of those is that cash flow, right? Thinking about an annuity, which is regular cash flow coming in every year if you've bought into one of those things. That's what apartments do. They're kicking off cash flow if you get into an apartment that's holding. Depends on the goal, depends on the strategy, the business plan for that particular investment. But you can choose to go into one that does cash flow immediately, or maybe halfway through the term, or maybe after a year, maybe not at all. Depends on your goals. But you can get to that cash flow. And another big difference, like we said, right at the end, is that we buy right and we create equity through the purchase process by getting the right price and then adding value. We call that forced appreciation, adding value as part of the business plan, repositioning the asset, creating more operating income, which drives the value up through added revenues. Maybe it's a mom and pop operation that never touched the rents for the past 10, 20 years. Great opportunity there. Maybe they've mismanaged the expense side of the equation, and we can go in and correct that. Maybe the units are just outdated. 80s build with 80s carpet and 80s cabinets. I'm sure you've seen those. Very easy fix. And we drive more income to the bottom line, and that pushes up the value. That builds wealth, unlike anything you'll see with any CD or bond. Oh, and one more big difference. The returns, I was just getting to this, they can be over 20% or more per year. Now, I'm not talking cash on cash. I'm looking at the whole hold period of the project, the IRR, essentially, internal rate of return. But you're going to be up north of 20% or more. You can be. Oh, and one more big difference. You're not going to have this. You will not have this with a CD or that bond ladder. Massive, massive, massive tax advantages through depreciation, through cost segregation. I took a massive loss on the last apartment investment we went into late 2021, and I celebrated. This is just a paper loss, but it allowed me to take that paper loss and offset some income that was coming in. So when this apartment investment right now that's selling this year, our very first passive investment, when it kicks off those capital gains to me, you may be thinking, uh-oh, tax bill, tax liability. Not me. I'm thinking, uh-oh, opportunity, invest in the next apartment investment or two, and those will drive those paper losses that will offset that gain. So there's a certain strategy there as well with this apartment laddering that can benefit you from the tax side, to where you don't need to worry about, you get to be a super passive and you have 10 of those investments sell all at once. Oh, my massive capital gain hit. No, because you reinvest and you continue to build that ladder and the tax benefits come into play. Now, there are a few other differences to consider. The term will not necessarily be exactly fixed. When you buy that CD ladder and you start getting into those five-year maturities, well, those are a fixed five-year maturity. Typically, when we get into an apartment investment, they're going to say in their business plan, maybe a 3 to 5 year hold, 5 to 7, 2 to 3. So it's going to be a little bit variable. The one that we just sold, the original plan was around 3 or 4 years. But that lead investor did such a great job, and they got that thing up and running and repositioned so fast, we could go ahead and sell it now. We were already hitting the business plan after a year and a half, under a year and a half. So term may be flexible. It depends, again, how the investment performs to the business plan. And as you read that business plan, boy, you're going to read about all these red lights around risk. Real estate is risky. Real estate is interest rate risk, tenant risk. All kinds of risk. These are boilerplate things that appear in the operating or in the private placement memorandum in the business plan. There are risks. There's risk in anything. There's risk in that CD if you lock in for 5 years and rates continue to climb. So be careful. Do learn to read that. That goes back to the education part of the equation. Now, one big thing I will tell you is that these apartment investments, they are illiquid. They are not liquid, in other words. It is not easy to get out of. So with that CD, if I lock in a five-year maturity for that 2.6% interest rate, 2.6 over 5 years, well, that's about 50 basis points per year. I can get out of it, and I just pay a penalty. With an apartment investment, you're going to be in it for a while. It's like a marriage. Get to know that lead investor. Now, the operating agreement will provide for ways to get out. It is doable. It's convoluted. It's a pain. So generally, it's not liquid. So when you get in, you're going to stay in. And I don't know why you'd want to get out with the returns I've been seeing. It's amazing. It really is amazing. So again, the idea is like a CD ladder. You get into that first apartment investment, and then you get into a second one. And this may be over the course of years. It depends on where you are with your capital. And over time, you start to turn those. That first one matures, so to speak, to use the bond or the CD language. It matures and it sells. And you take those funds and reinvest in the next one, two, or three. In the meantime, that second one you got into a little bit later, it matures, it sells, and you reinvest. And that ladder gets taller and taller. And those returns that it kicks off in terms of cash flow get bigger and bigger, or the absolute amounts do. You start to build more and more wealth. Now, Does it have to be apartments? Not necessarily. I'm speaking to you now as a single family investor that's been doing this for 10 years. If you progressively buy a house or two or three every year, you're effectively doing the same thing. And if you don't have the capital to get into an adequate number of apartment investments to start that process, one, two, three, and so on, houses are a great way to go to create that capital. But we see effectively the same thing. If you're holding those for 3 to 5 years, well, eventually you either cash out and capture that equity and use that, or you sell. Point is to get to that equity. Now, compared to multifamily, this is a little bit more liquid. You have more control. It's not as illiquid or not as liquid as a CD. But we know even with rates going up, there's still a ton of demand in the market, pent-up demand, admittedly slowing a bit right now as rates creep higher. But you can continue to ladder these as well. And as you divest and reinvest, be sure to do, again, tax advantages. Do a 1031 exchange into the next house. And eventually, just like my wife and I did, shift gears into multifamily and start to build that apartment ladder. Look, start building your ladder to generational wealth, to cash flow, to financial freedom, to real estate retirement. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Learn more. Register for the free workshop. Hour and a half of your time. Whatever you do, just don't wait. I had a conversation with a new investor to the Financial Freedom Program the other day about apartment investing, and I told her, look, my biggest regret on the apartment side is that we did not start sooner. Now that I'm seeing what I'm seeing as we're in 5 or 6 multifamily investments, I should have done it sooner. I really should have. And that's the common regret you'll have when you talk to any real estate investor, whether it's single family or multifamily. I wish I had started sooner. So don't wait. Hey, I thank you for listening today. You've been listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Andy Webb. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.